Hey everyone, I'm back again with another solo podcast, and it's been a couple weeks since my last one. I think at the end of March was my last solo podcast. No, sorry, it was the beginning of April. It was right around the time the Curb finale was, which that video is now up on my Mike Whitmer podcast YouTube page. If you haven't checked that out yet already, go out onto that channel and check it out now. But I felt I had some time today, and unfortunately this week, today is the 22nd of April. There's no underachievers this week, so I felt like today would be a good day to just kind of get on and around the same time as I normally would for underachievers purposes. But it's a do solo podcast. Since I hadn't done one in a couple weeks, felt like it could be a good way to just kind of get on, talk a little bit, and then, just kind of go from there. But for this week, I have a couple life updates here and there, some updates to the channel. But that's kind of real it in terms of this one. But yeah, if you're interested to see how my life has been in the last couple of weeks, keep listening. To start this episode off, I'm going to do how I usually start these off, which is just giving some channel kind of updates. And unfortunately, a lot's kind of happened. Not a lot, but some stuff, unfortunate stuff has happened in the last couple of weeks or so. As the last episode, I talked about potentially having a good amount of stuff coming out to the channel, at least Whitmer's Ventures wise and everything, for the Mike Whitmer YouTube page at least. And I had the last week or so, or a little longer than that, I was going to kind of go out and shoot a bunch of stuff. But unfortunately, and this is kind of going a little bit of some channel updates and, life updates as well, I had some car issues, which I'll get into a little bit later in the episode. But unfortunately, because of that, I didn't get the opportunity to do any of the stuff I wanted to go out and record, because unfortunately, I needed my car and it just wasn't going to be able to do it. Fortunately enough, I was able to do one video that should be out later this week, and the car issue was kind of resolved. So some of those plans, not all of them, but some of the plans in the works ahead there will be kind of recorded and shot like this week. So be on the lookout for that on the Mike Whitmer Podcast YouTube page. The one is a Whitmer's critique video that should be out, like I said, later this week, if not midweek, if not later this week. It should be out on the channel, as well as by the weekend, if not early next week. I'm hoping to have a second video out, another Whitmer's Ventures video out there, which should be a mixture of a Whitmer's Ventures plus a Whitmer's critique. The last video, I think I just mentioned, this next video is going to come out. It was a Whitmer's critiques video. And I mentioned in a little bit of having some car issues, but I kind of did a little workaround in terms of that video. And as I couldn't really go too far out to be able to do what the review kind of called on, but I made it work for what I was able to do and still was able to do the review and everything. So again, that video should be out later this week. It shouldn't be too long of a video, but it's something that I felt like I could at least be able to shoot obviously out and carless. So I was able to do a bit of a workaround there. So again, that video should be out a little bit later this week. And like I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, if you didn't check out already on that Mike Whitmer podcast page, that Curb Your Enthusiasm critique that I did in the last episode, which should be right below this episode that you're listening to this on, where I do that review, is on that channel now. So if you want to give a look out of what I thought of the final season of Curb, but not only just the final season, but the series finale, what I thought of as a whole and everything. But yeah, those are really it in terms of channel updates. So be on the lookout of all the stuff that I have coming out there. So with that being said, don't forget to follow, subscribe to those pages, the Mike Whitmer Podcast pages on YouTube and Mike Whitmer Pod on Twitter. Those are the best ways to kind of stay up to date. And if you're liking what you've been seeing or anything like that, or if you like what these podcasts are and everything, follow them. Obviously, it's a big help for me in terms of making sure you guys are liking what I'm putting out there and can kind of go out and grow this channel out more. And with that, I am very appreciative. So again, don't forget to like and subscribe to those pages as well. But yeah, that's kind of it in terms of kind of channel updates. So moving on a little bit, I'm going to move on to some just life updates now, and that's pretty much going to be for the rest of this episode, just jumping back and forth with different kind of stuff going on with my life. Starting off, like I just mentioned, unfortunately, I've been having some car issues, which is unfortunate. Back like last week or the week before, or last week, my parents and everything were kind of out of town, and I was kind of pet sitting and everything. And during that time, and why I wasn't able to really record anything is because my car and the battery in my car had just for some reason died out of nowhere. I don't really know why I kind of did that kind of thing, because the last couple times I had driven it, it had no issues to it. It had no kind of warning that the battery was low. It wasn't having any issues starting up or anything, but for some reason it just completely died on me. I don't really know why. And it's one of those things where I went to kind of unlock my car door or my car, and it didn't do anything. At first, I thought it was like the key fob. I thought like the battery in it had died, but that was fine. And then I just kind of, that kind of process of elimination, pretty obviously that the battery at that point had died on me, which again, it just seems very strange that it would have had just died. If it was like, especially in the time of year, you would have thought maybe if it was this kind of thing, it would have been back in like January, February time when it was kind of cold in like the middle of winter and the coldest part of winter. And because of that, you would have thought, oh, that's why the battery would have died, because of like colder temperatures. But recently it's been staying pretty steadily at reasonably warmer, nice kind of weather. So for it to just randomly die like that was very surprising to me. So this past weekend, I spent most of it trying to, you know, figure out what the problem was with the battery, and it just turns out it was just dead. So we brought it to a AutoZone, and they charged it back up for me, which was very thankful for them for that. And that was the only issue with it. They found no other issue with the battery. So since then, fingers crossed, knock on wood, the battery is still kind of working and everything. So I'm hoping that's the only issue I have with it. The only thing that I thought maybe could be is when I turned the car back on, that when the lights, red lights were on, which I don't remember actually turning on, but maybe that's the thing that kind of killed it, and it just never, because it never turned off, it just killed the battery to the car. That's the only thing I could think that would have really done it. The only other thing is maybe the lack of driving it maybe would have been another thing, but I don't know. So that's something for someone a little more knowledgeable on car batteries or mechanics to kind of figure out. And that's above my kind of pay grade, unfortunately, of stuff I do not know. I know very little about cars, so that was a kind of ordeal of what I've had to kind of go over with the last like week or so of having no car and a dead battery and kind of replacing that. But moving on a little bit, besides just car issues, one thing I kind of am proud of myself of, kind of, and I'm hoping to kind of stick with it, is since it is getting to kind of nicer out, I've been trying to do a little bit more kind of working out or doing more like running outside, just because with the kind of nicer weather and actually kind of sunny and everything, it just felt like a good opportunity to just kind of take advantage of it. So that time of having of dog watching and everything, I was out a couple times taking them for walks, and then this past weekend I did a 2 mile walk with an additional like mile run. So that felt pretty good, and I wasn't too sore after that. So today I did another like 2 mile, probably right under like 3 mile walk of the local area. I'm trying to get myself back into kind of running shape, and I feel like a good way to do it is just kind of maybe doing a little more movement, walking, getting used to the elements, since the area I kind of am is a little hilly at times, so it makes kind of running a little rough. So especially on the joints and everything. So that's something I've been happily kind of and hopefully kind of staying on a plan on in terms of what I kind of want to do and staying in shape and everything. And with that, I think one of my upcoming videos too, not the next two, but in a future video, I'm going to kind of, and I mentioned it here on there before, of going to trails, not quite a trail, but maybe taking you on for one of these walks, taking you guys kind of there with me on that Mike Whitmer's podcast page for Whitmer's Ventures. So that may be a video that I may shoot this weekend if it's nice enough. I might do that again and just kind of take you with me and just kind of see where the day takes me kind of thing. That's kind of a idea if I have in the workings there. Cause again, I'm trying to find some way to, keep myself motivated. And again, I think the best way to kind of do that is vocally saying out loud and hearing back to it through these podcasts and everything that I want to kind of stick with these kind of plans and everything. But outside of that, I also mentioned the last, solo podcast how the last week or so my parents and brother, sister, and niece and everything, most of my family went out to California, went to Disneyland for a couple days and everything. It was for work reasons. They were out in the area and just happened to be spending that weekend out at Disneyland and everything. And fortunately, I drew the short straw and had to do some dog sitting during that time. But the FOMO for sure was strong during it. Whenever they post any videos or any pictures of my niece while they were out there, or my parents went out a couple of days early for my dad's business trip. So they did went to Universal Studios one day, and then they did the Warner Brothers tour as well, and it just kind of felt a little FOMO, just kind of missing out on that, and just really want to get the urge to go out and kind of travel again. Fortunately, I just need to get a little more funds before that can kind of happen, but I do kind of want to start doing that more, just do more traveling, stuff like that. And one thing I am missing out on and really want to get back to is going back to Disney Park and everything. And if you are a fan or have listened to some of these podcasts in the past, you're well aware of my kind of infatuation with Disney World and everything, and how I've yet to go to Disneyland or hit DCA. And those are one places on my bucket list that I do want to eventually hit up. So hopefully one day I'll be able to hit out there, but eventually I think the plan is potentially in next year or late next year to essentially do what we did in 22 and go back to Disney World for about a week or so. And I think if we do this time, I'm going to do it differently and actually bring you guys with me and kind of shoot a couple of Whitmer's Ventures out there, kind of like how we did it with this past going to Ocean City. And we have another trip planned this September for Wildwood, I think, and that should be another one that should be pretty fun. But in the meantime, I'm hoping to find some other times to find some more travel-y sort of stuff that I want to kind of get to eventually. But in the meantime, just kind of staying in kind of the local area and kind of the reason why you've seen a lot of local area of stuff. So I think the best way to do that is kind of showcase some of the stuff that's around me, like I did with that short kind of visit I took to Westchester and stuff like that, or when I went to the Philly Zoo back in November. Just some fun little trips here and there that I kind of have that I think could be fun and everything. But again, like I mentioned, to start this kind of rant or ramble, I am really very much missing Disney Parks in at the moment and just kind of having this urge to want to go back out there. And the reason why I like going to these places so much is just because of so much terrible nostalgia and everything growing up and hitting there, going there almost every summer, it felt like. It's just one of those things where it's been ingrained in me. And as an adult, I still have so much fun as I did when I was a kid going there. And that's one of those things where I just, whenever I get an opportunity or a potential opportunity, I want to eventually go down there. And just, I know not much has changed, and when there is, it's very little, but I still enjoy it every time. I still like hitting up all the usual kind of traditions that we get to, whether it's hitting Magic Kingdom and riding Haunted Mansion or Pirates or doing Carousel Progress or something like that, or just going to the shops or eating a spring roll or eating any of the many treats and stuff like that, or making a premium bar, just something that take me back to kind of my childhood and everything of when I was down there and seeing it as an adult and kind of appreciating it even more of all the theming and all the stuff that go into making those parks so great. And I can spend so much time in there. That's why a week is no issue for me. I know for some people that may be pushing it, because spending more than just the 4 days or something like that may just be a little bit much, but for me it's no issue or and stuff like that. For Universal, I've definitely fallen off a little bit of it, but I still here and there I do like hitting it up every once in a while, especially when they open up the third park next summer. I definitely want to hit there, because some of the lands and everything they have kind of planned out there is something that could be very cool and kind of interesting. And the first time in really my kind of lifespan that I can remember, I know Animal Kingdom, which turns 26 today, was officially, you know, around our park that opened in my lifespan, but, you know, I was 2. So obviously not real, not a whole lot of memories made of a new park. And I was too young for when Islands of Adventures got placed or built in Universal as well. So this is really the first time I can really experience and enjoy a new kind of park getting built and everything in the Orlando area. And that to me is something that could be very cool and interesting in terms of Disney and Universal. I know there's other parks that have kind of like opened up and everything, littler parks. And I think SeaWorld's had some like expansions and stuff like that. Small, but I think they've had some in that time, but those are the two I'm kind of talking about. Obviously there's been lands that have gone in, whether it was Harry Potter for Universal or Star Wars for Disney in recent memories, but in terms of an actual new like theme park area is, and I know obviously for Volcano Bay was another one for Water Park for Universal, but that one, that's the one thing I've never been able to kind of get into is kind of water parks and stuff like that. I've been to them obviously plenty of times in the past, but they've never really done anything for me. I've never felt like a giant urge to kind of go to them or when I do anything kind of like it. Like I know there's a couple that are like indoors and stuff like that, which could be interesting, but there's this weird thing I have with having that kind of thing indoors. I just feel like the water is just, I don't know, just weird kind of, yeah, my own kind of issues, I guess, with those sort of things. Like, I'm sure the waters are clean and everything, and they're well-maintained by the fine people that, you know, run them, but for me, there's just still some still, like, thinking of it kind of like a bath sort of thing. I know it's not, but just for me, it's just kind of the picture I have in my mind of an indoor kind of water park. But for outdoor ones, to me, they're just not really, they've never really done anything for me. Lazy Rivers can be fun. Those are the one things that I can really kind of enjoy, even though it's just kind of relaxing, letting the water kind of take you as you go around. But in terms of like water slides, yeah, there could be a couple that are fun here and there, but after a while, to me at least, it just feels like they become a bit repetitive. And at some water parks, there's only so few slides where you can kind of kill them in a couple hours, and then it's just, all right, what else can we kind of do besides just hitting these slides again and then just spend the rest of it just sitting out in the sun and everything? And at that point, it's just like, well, why don't we just hit a beach instead where you can still kind of do that or whatever? But again, I'm not taking anything away from those people who do like going to water parks and everything, because they can be fun here and there and everything. And I can definitely see why people enjoy it. But for me, it's just never been something that's been kind of a giant kind of interest for me. So I guess that's why when it comes to like Volcano Bay and stuff like that, it never really kind of has appealed to me as much. But like I've heard great reviews and everything about it. But again, it's just not really for me. Water parks has never been kind of my thing, of more just regular kind of theme parks or amusement parks here and there occasionally as well. But water parks just never really have done it to me. But that was just kind of a long kind of spiel there of going into my wanting to go back to kind of Disney World and theme parks again, because it's been a long time. And this all kind of stemmed because obviously my family kind of went out there, and while they were doing that, like I mentioned, I was dog sitting, and you know, for dog sitting, for those who have done it, or you know, if you have dogs and everything, could be a bit of an ordeal at times, you know. Besides those couple times when I actually like took them out for a walk here and there, and it's mainly the only reason why I kind of did those is because it was so nice out. It just felt like I wanted to take advantage of it. And like I said, because I had no car or anything, it just felt like a good opportunity to just kind of take advantage of it and just take the dogs with me, because they were just going to freak out if I didn't. Outside of that, the worst part of it was always the nights, because I was had them with me sleeping and everything. And the hardest part was the fact that it felt like at times I was had a little toddler, because the one dog would be getting up every couple hours to reposition, or because they heard something outside because my window's open, and they sort of growling or got up out of bed and went to the edge of the bed or jumped down and felt like going outside. And yeah, it was a whole kind of ordeal and everything. And during that whole week or so when they were gone, I did not get the best amount of sleep in that time. And now that I've really been sleeping that great to begin with anyways, because for some reason I've kind of gotten better at it of late, but there was a little bit of time, and even before I was kind of watching those dogs, where my sleeping pattern was very much kind of off, where it felt like I was sleeping, but then in the middle of the night, around like 3 or 4 in the morning, for some reason, I would have like this internal kind of feeling of just waking up, or like my mind just randomly starts going, and I was thinking about something, and even though I was like mid-sleep and everything, and then the next thing I know, I'm just kind of tossing and turning for the rest of the night, because it feels like I'm almost about up at that point, and look over at the clock, and it's only about like 4 in the morning, which is unfortunate, because then you still have, you know, the middle of the night and everything, and not quite morning, so it's just a struggle at that point to get back to bed. But thankfully, lately, I've gotten better night's sleep. Not that it's really been that great, and not I've really been sleeping in since even after, you know, watching the dogs and everything. I'm still pretty much getting up around like 6:30-ish or whatever. Even today, with no kind of reason, I honestly thought I was waking up later than I was. I ended up waking up at like, again, maybe a little after 6:30. But yeah, it's just been kind of iffy trying to get kind of my sleep pattern right again. I don't really know why I kind of fell off either. But slowly it's getting kind of back to it. It's not even like I've been staying up too late either. I'm still falling asleep pretty early and still getting a good amount of sleep. But just for some reason, every once in a while I have one of those nights where it just ends up being restless like halfway through the night, or I end up for some reason waking up at like 2 in the morning and the rest of the night again just kind of tossing and turning and not being able to fall asleep, and blaming it on my pillow because it's, you know, my head feels like it's just on the top on my bed and the pillow's not doing anything, or because I'm too warm or too cold, or it's just a weird kind of going back and forth. But again, like I mentioned, thankful that's kind of getting better. But yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of kind of what my life's kind of been up to lately. Just been watching animals and having some FOMO of missing out on a trip my family took and everything. So with that being said, I think that's where I'm going to end it for the solo podcast. And until next time, be on the lookout later this week for some of the videos I have coming out. And with that, I will see you next time.